name is Steve Kreitzer. Here with Tom Martin. We've got 2 hours of punk hardcore thrash from the U.S. and the world. Started at 10:30. We're on till 12:30. Then Rochelle will come in, take over the slot, play some more great music for you. Coming up just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Eric B. of Life Sentence, a great band out of Chicago. They've been around for a few years. Want to let you know we're going to be giving away tickets to see Lucky Stiff and Reality Inversion at Spies next Thursday, October 31st. That's Halloween. So in keeping with the spirit, they're going to have like a costume and party type of thing, and they'll be giving away cash prizes and record giveaways for best costumes, things like that. So we'll have a pair of tickets to give away for that. And just give you the number right now. It's 516-632-6901 for you to call in for those later on this evening. And right now we've got some new music from Life Sentence. They just toured the area last weekend, and their new EP is on Doing Time Records. And we're going to hear more Punks for Profit from Life Sentence here on Tomo.
They did that song?
Punks what? For Profit.
No, this is more Punks for Profit.
Oh, okay.
All right, from Life Sentence here on Turmoil. new music from Life Sentence here on WUSB Stony Brook. The show is called Turmoil, and we have as a special guest Eric B. of Life Sentence on the phone. How you doing tonight, Eric?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Just getting ready to go out to a show, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't hold you too long then. Who's playing?
One of my friends' bands, Grind. They're kind of like a Chili Pepper funk punk thing.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, they just got a new 7-inch out themselves.
Oh, that's cool. That seems to be the new type of thing, is the funky punk type of stuff.
Yeah.
It's going around.
If that's what you're into. It's just like you can get carried away with it, that's all. Anything you can take too far. That's why we tried to put three different songs out there. We're all different.
Yeah.
Because there's three of us and we all think and listen to different things, so we thought we'd put something out accordingly.
And you got the new EP out on Doing Time Records, your own label.
Yeah.
And it's got the three cuts, like you were saying, More Punks for Profit, Godzilla, and The Ballad. And is there a new drummer on here?
Yeah, we have a different drummer now. His name's Dave. And we just kind of found him hanging around. And he was our last drummer that was on the No Experience Necessary record. He had to leave personal reasons and stuff. And we had a different guy in between then, but Dave smokes. So we picked him up.
Great, great. So you guys just finished like a short East Coast tour. You played Boston and Connecticut and Baltimore, you were saying before.
We're just kind of trying to get the new vinyl out there and support it with what kind of little tour we can get right now. It's kind of hard getting out there. No one's got the cash, like we were saying before. But we got pretty good results. You know, everywhere we went, no matter how many kids were there, they were all into it, and that's pretty much the bottom line.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you got to do, is you just got to hit the kids at their homes and really force it on them.
Right.
And the whole reason you were doing this on your own is that your old label, Walk Through Fire, sort of went out of business, you told me.
Right, they went out of business about a year ago, year and a half ago, and so both the first two records are out of print. So we're just kind of taking it on our own, and that way we can show the other companies what we can do, so maybe we could get picked up by somebody a little bit bigger and reputable, where we don't have to worry about that same problem as the Walk Through Fire. We don't have the cash, we don't have the time, we don't care, basically, was what their attitude turned out to be.
Right, right. And you're still going to hold on to the songs, though, from the first two records?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We still do, three or four off each record, and then we got the three off the new record, and we got three or four new ones that we're still waiting to finish right now.
So you're not sitting still. You're keeping busy and,
We're going to keep the little money we have going back in towards it, and a lot of energy just keeping that going.
Yeah. What we'll do is, just a minute, we're going to give a listen to something from the No Experience Necessary album, but... Do you have some plans for the songs from the first two albums, I think, right?
Well, I'm kind of hoping I can sell these 45s and get them out real quick, or the new 7-inch. It's really a 33-speed, so you get that little extra for your money. It's a long-playing, short-playing record. And we want to reinvest that money and try and put the first two records out on one cassette, or somebody else gives us an offer, and we'll put them out on a CD, because it's about 42 minutes between the two of them, and it'd be a good, nice, long-playing piece of vinyl.
Okay, why don't you give the address if people are interested in picking up the EP, and then we'll give a listen to something from the previous album.
Okay, my address, 2443 North Marshfield, M-A-R-S-H Field, Chicago, 60614.
And the new EP selling for...
$350 plus dollar postage.
Okay, we're going to listen to something from No Experience Necessary. It's a song called Win, Lose, or Sue. Have any bearing on the band itself?
Well, that was about the guys on the first record. We came back from the second or third tour, and they weren't making the money they wanted. They were all upset with me and were trying to blame somebody, and so I just happened to be it. They quit the band. 3-4 months later, they decided that they were 2/3 of the band. They had more rights over the material than I did, even though I wrote 9 out of 10 first album songs, and I was the only original member. They tried to sue me for my own material.
God.
And so that's kind of what that's about, Friends stabbing you in the back.
Okay, we got Eric B. on the phone from Life Sentence. We're going to listen to something from No Experience Necessary. This is called Win, Lose, or Sue here on Turmoil.
Lose, 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 lose
90.1 FM Turmoil, music from Life Sentence from their album No Experience Necessary. That was Win, Lose, or Sue. Eric B. from the band is on the phone from Chicago.
How you doing?
Oh, doing okay. And the band consists of you on the guitar vocals, Jeff on bass, and you got a new drummer, Dave Rosato. And it's pretty much a three-piece. You guys got a big sound for a three-piece, I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, Jeff's got a big booming bass, and it fills up a lot of space that we need. The two of us try and share the vocals, and it's kind of passed around. It always keeps us busy.
You guys have been around a long, long time. You're going way back to, like, the early 80s.
Yeah, like 85. We started right around the start of 85.
Yeah, a lot of bands have come and gone since then. You know, I know it's, like, a little difficult to keep in touch, but, like, you know, have you kept in touch with some of the bands you've, you know, known from back then?
Oh, yeah, I still talk to Dave from MDC every once in a while, and, you know, the guys that I'm going to see tonight in Grind used to be in a band called the Herb Tarlicks we toured with back in 89. And then the other half of that band is in Funhog in Detroit, and we go up there and play in Detroit every once in a while, every 3-4 months. And I just talk to them, so, you know, well, there's always people around. I see the Naked Ray Gun guys around once in a while and stuff like that, you know, some of the other people in the XAOF guys or even an Effigies guy here or there.
Yeah, it's good to, you know, see the old guys still around. It gives you, you know, a little boost of support there now and then.
Doesn't make me feel so old.
Now, we were just talking, you said it's really tough to get shows in Chicago because you guys really are strict on the all-ages type of rule.
We try to play all-age shows, but there's, like I said, only maybe one a month, and how many times can you get into that one slot when there's 100 bands competing?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter how good you are. That's not the question. You can't see the same band every month if you've only got that one or two shows.
I guess that's a reflection on the economy itself, too, is a lot of the bars just want to get the money off the alcohol instead.
Right. And then, like I said, to the bars, we're an all-age thrash band. They don't want to look at, like, the one or two, like, more mellower songs, which, you know, for us, are mellow. For them, they're still a little heavy. That's the problem. They don't want to even give us a chance with that a lot of times. So we're just trying to break through and play our stuff and make a little bit of money so we can pay the band practice place rent. Put out another record, maybe.
Okay, the new one's out. It's just called Life Sentence, I guess, Chicago, Illinois, USA.
Right.
It's got the three cuts on it, More Punks for Profit, Godzilla, and The Ballad, and we got The Ballad all set to go. I just want to let people know if they want to pick it up, it's available for $350, and you can write to Eric directly at Life Sentence. The address is 2443 North Marshfield, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. And support these guys. They've been around a long time, and... like, somebody called up before asking for, like, some Bad Brains, and I'm like, well, support the new bands. The bands are still struggling.
Yeah, and we've been around as long as the Bad Brains. I remember them from 84, 83 just coming up.
Yeah, and, you know, it's smaller bands who don't have the big name or the big label to push them that they really need your support to keep things going, to keep punk fresh.
Oh, you can't get rid of us. That's for sure.
So what's in the future besides getting the three songs recorded, another EP out? You looking for that label sign-up, I guess, or...
I'm going to kind of pass the record around, let it work for itself. We're in no hurry now because we're still getting our product out. We're still getting new people, and we're still, like, pleasing ourselves at the same time. And if it happens to fall in the right hands and want to deal with it, then that's cool. But otherwise, we're still making progress. So that way we can shop and we can proceed at our own pace, which, you know, is never quick enough for me, but at least we're still moving. That's the bottom line. We're still active, whether somebody else wants to help or not. We're always going to be active.
Great, great. Now we got the next song, My Life, The Bow. Why don't you explain a little bit about that? It's more of like an instrumental.
Well, it's got a couple words in there. It kind of came to me back in the old days, back in 89 when we were on tour, about, you know, some of the futile things that you come up against where, you know, you get shows every night, but yet only 30 kids show up, or there's a show across town, or, you know, you're an hour late because you blew a flat and a couple kids took off. It's one of those kind of things. But, you know, the old starving artist doing the hard time thing.
Okay. I'd like to thank Eric for taking the time to talk with us tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'll give you the address right after we hear this. And, Eric, if you could just hold on 1 second.
Okay.
All right, new music from Life Sentence from their new EP. I'll give the address out just a second. This is called My Life, The Ballad, here on Turmoil.
Rock hard.